Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Friday, October 27th, 2023, 9:09 a.m. on this Friday morning. I'm your host, David Boyle, in the studio with San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill. Good
morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. Another beautiful day.
Yes, indeed. Well, again, it is another beautiful day. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Number one, out of Whitehorse High School, we reported yesterday about administration receiving a potential threat to the school, and as a result, the school was in secure mode for the school day, meaning students weren't allowed to leave campus. Law enforcement was present during bus unloads. However, the Whitehorse High School just yesterday evening stated that under recommendation of law enforcement, they canceled in-person classes today, this Friday, and are holding classes virtually. Students can go online to Canvas to find, complete, and submit assignments. Teachers may be posting office hours where scholars can join a Google Meet for help. So, again, under the advice of law enforcement, Whitehorse High School is in virtual online learning today. High school will be responding to emails and phone requests. Their number today is 678-1261. That's a temporary number. Again, the campus will be closed until further notice. So kind of an odd thing. We'll look for more information for you as soon as we have it. But yeah, that's the news out of Montezuma Creek.
So both public schools in Montezuma Creek. Now, that phone number is area code 435-678-1261. 1261. Give the school a call.
Yeah.
That's a precautionary measure. You know, much rather be cautious, overly cautious, than the alternative. So,
yeah. Yep. So, yeah, you were right. I failed to mention, but yes, Montezuma Creek Elementary is also included in that closure of schools. So both Montezuma Creek and Whitehorse High are closed today as a response to
the facilities are closed. But as we found out in COVID, that we can still affect some instructional services, and school is still in service. It's just the students are not on the campuses.
Yeah. Yep. So. Yeah, so that's news there out of the Red Rock listening area, and yeah, we'll look for more information. But those schools closed today. Well, again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. You may have seen or heard the report. It happened yesterday afternoon. You may be impacted by the travel. US 160 south of Cortez was closed as a huge explosion as a semi-trailer hauling gasoline, 8,400 gallons of fuel, exploded Thursday afternoon. That closed the highway south of Cortez for quite some time. Along with that, I've scattered information that we're gathering. Apparently, it was a four-vehicle crash, and the semi carrying fuel was involved and fully engulfed. One person was transported by EMS from Colorado. That was reported to be the semi truck driver. And again, the fire was so large, as you could have imagined, that they did let the fire burn for some time. They didn't necessarily try and put it out right away, as they it was one of those huge flames. It was tough to fight. So again, it definitely impacted folks' travel yesterday evening. You may have experienced that, but a huge flame coming from this engulfed semi truck. Again, what we know is just one person transported by EMS. The semi truck driver, don't have any additional information about their condition, but a pretty wild scene there in Montezuma County. Once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. I guess I've got a little bit more information here. The driver of the truck sustained non-life-threatening injuries and is receiving treatment, I'm seeing here. Again, lots of different agencies responding, firefighter, EMS, law enforcement, Ute Mountain Ute Fire Command was on scene as well. But pretty spectacular or amazing views from this, and luckily no one seriously hurt in that incident. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more local news and happenings coming your way this morning. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Friday, October 27th, 2023, 9:19 a.m. Glad you joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. I'm your host, David Boyle, in studio with San Juan Record Editor Bill Boyle. Just a quick word from our sponsor. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Again, as mentioned, we got a lot of news, big news in that first segment. I think just worth repeating there that schools in Montezuma Creek, Utah, so Montezuma Creek Elementary and Whitehorse High School are in virtual learning today under the advice of law enforcement following a threat that placed the schools in secure mode the day before. Remote learning happening today for students at those schools. Again, it's the Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other news out of the Red Rock listening area. Information released from the Department of Justice for the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Mexico for Utah residents charged in a kidnapping case coming out of the United States Attorney District for New Mexico. And Albuquerque Field Office involves four Utah residents. The indictment listing Seraphine Warren Begay, Orlando Begay, Josephine Baker, and Nelton Alex Begay enrolled members of the Navajo Nation charged with kidnapping and conspiracy to commit kidnapping. According to the indictment on March 29th in 2021, two of the individuals used Facebook to research and locate a victim before they drove to that man's house in Arizona. There they entered the house and hit him on the top of the head with a blunt force object and shot him with paintball guns before handcuffing him and placing him in the back of one of their vehicles. The group then transported the man across state lines from Arizona to Shiprock, New Mexico, and eventually releasing the man in Farmington on April 1st. Indictment, again, the notice also adds the indictment is only an allegation. The defendant is presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. Those charges face up to life imprisonment and 5 years up to life of supervised relief after. So anyways, big charges, big allegations there for Utah residents in connection to that charge out of the Albuquerque, New Mexico's Department of Justice office. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got other news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. Taking a look, talked about it a little bit, and we'll talk about it in some other segments too, but we've got the start of the our football broadcast this evening, Bill.
Yeah, we have two big games. The first round of, well, I guess it's the second round of the playoffs in some cases. They have play-in games. But the San Juan Broncos will be in Blanding. Kickoff at 5 o'clock. Monticello Buckaroos in Monticello. Kickoff at 6 o'clock. Buckaroos play Monument Valley Cougars. So that'll be an awesome game between local teams. And San Juan has a rematch with
Judge Memorial
High School. It was the second game of the season. They blew them out.
Game one. Yep. Yeah, so.
Every other team this season.
Yeah. Yeah, so should be good again. Yeah, that's 5 o'clock kickoff tonight. That'll be on streamutah.live and also on Red Rock 92.7. The Monticello Monument Valley game will be on streamutah.live up until the end of the San Juan game. We'll get you in the tail end of that Monticello Monument Valley game. Will also be on 92.7.
Can't believe it's here. The end of the regular season, of course, is past. We're in the playoffs and cool fall weather.
Yeah. Yep. Pretty amazing. Well, once again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. Got more news and happenings for you throughout the area. Of course, as part of the Red Rock Morning Show, we have funeral notices and memorial services in the Red Rock listening area.
Yeah, there'll be graveside services for longtime Mancos resident Pete Dorfer tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Cedar Grove Cemetery. Funeral services for Nelson Billy, age 79 of Cortez, begin at 10 a.m. on Monday, that's October 30th, at the Ertel Funeral Home in Cortez. A few celebrations of life planned. Leroy Cosper, who passed away in September, there'll be a celebration of his life on November 8th in Weatherford, Texas. And Donna Alice Wright of Cortez passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break and be right back.
It's the annual Quadrifier Stove Sale, October 21st through 28th at San Juan Building Supply. Nothing burns like a quad. Save big on pellet, gas, and wood stoves during this big sale at San Juan Building Supply. Drop by 1050 South Main Street in Blanding. Call 678-2000 or visit sjbs.com. San Juan Building Supply, San Juan County's innovative lumber and building material supplier for 35 years.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Get ready for Spooktacular Spooky Season at Union Mountain Casino and Hotel. Join us every Saturday in October from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. for Creepy Cash Saturdays. We're giving away $500 in cash to one winner every hour from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Don't miss our thrilling costume contest on October 28th. Register from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for a chance to win the grand prize of $500 cash. Celebrating 30 years of nonstop excitement, Union Mountain Casino and Hotel is your destination for all your Halloween fun.
What's going on?
Farmers markets are open in Cortez, Dolores, Mancos, and Monticello through October. Visit CortezFarmMarket.com, TownOfDolores.com, MancosValley.com, or the Monticello Farmers Market Facebook page for info on those. Celebrating its 10th year, the Moab Backyard Theater presents live outdoor entertainment downtown Wednesdays through Saturdays, featuring music, magic with Rick Beretti, and food. Most of the shows are free. Visit MoabBackyardTheater.com for full details. Friday nights are family skate night for all ages at the Old Spanish Trail Pavilion in Moab from 6 to 8. There's live music every night of the week at the Blue Pig in Moab and Thursday through Sunday nights at Red Cliffs Lodge. Visit MoabHappenings.com for the ongoing schedule. If you have an announcement for the Red Rock 92 community calendar, email info@redrock92.com or call 435-587-2277.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It's Friday, October 27th, 2023, 9:29 a.m. on this October 27, Bill.
And it was 49 years ago today that song we just heard, You Haven't Done Nothing by Stevie Wonder, was the number one song in the land. It's an awesome song. Today is Frankenstein Friday. Frankenstein was... The novel Frankenstein was written by Mary Shelley, published in 1818. So more than 200 years ago was when this novel first came out. It's counted as the first science fiction novel. It was made into countless movies, really captured the imagination of readers and moviegoers. And man, I feel sorry for the poor guy. It's the ultimate incel.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's also National Black Cat Day. It was Pope Gregory back in the 12th century that first suggested that black cats are associated with Satan. Man, and they've been locked in ever since. Edgar Allan Poe wrote The Black Cat in 1843. Black cat was adopted as the symbol of the anarchist movement in the 1880s. So it's National Black Cat Day. Today in history, on October 27th, 1858, Theodore Roosevelt was born in New York City. He had died just 60 years later. He was only 60 years old when he died.
Wow.
But lived quite a remarkable life. Served as the 26th president of the United States. Carved up there on Mount Rushmore. Theodore Roosevelt, born today. On October 27th, 1978, the leaders of Egypt and Israel, Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin, were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And there's still peace between those two nations, despite the ongoing troubles in that area of the world. So, Nobel Peace Prize, 1978. Birthdays today, John Cleese of Monty Python fame is 84 years old today. Simon Le Bon, the lead singer for Duran Duran, is 65 years old today. 65. I imagine I'll have a big retirement birthday cake for him. Hope he's hungry like a wolf. Sorry. The last Crow war chief, Dr. Joseph Medicine Crow, was born today in 1913. He died in 2016, the age of 103. His legendary indigenous hero was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He was a published historian and wrote research on the Battle of Little Bighorn. Anyway, kind of a remarkable man. Aaron Ralston is 48 years old today. So back 20 years ago, he was hiking by himself in the Red Rock Country in Blue John Canyon, just north of Moab, when a big 800-pound rock slipped down the canyon walls and lodged on his arm. He eventually cut the arm off. The movie 127 Hours is based upon his experience. And when he did that, he joined John Wesley Powell as famous one-armed explorers of the Red Rock Country. It's a pretty exclusive club there.
It is. Well, I think we can put you on it. We gotta find some place for you to explore, Bill.
Yeah, I need to explore the Red Rock Country.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
I guess you've done it your whole life. So
yeah, I kind of claim I didn't get to it quite as traumatically as they did, but John Wesley Powell and Aaron Ralston. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Of course, John Wesley Powell, the first explorer of this area, lost his arm in the Civil War. Let me see. What else? Oh, singer Lee Greenwood was born today in 1942. He's 81 years old. We'll probably hear from Lee Greenwood later in the show, I think.
Yeah, he often makes an appearance on America the Beautiful, and we'll make sure that he does on his birthday.
Very good. Birthdays today locally. Macy Nielsen Black has a birthday today. Happy birthday, Macy. A lot of weekend birthdays coming up. Dean Randall has her 95th birthday tomorrow, I think.
Yep.
Weekend birthday for Dean Randall, Tanya Lowry, Colby Draper, Mercedes Wilcox, Camry Langston, Cade Somerville, Lucas Hatch, Justin Begay, Doug Hall, and Mary Bay Leishman. Happy birthday. That's quite a list there.
Yeah.
Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout out, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Thanks for those, Bill. And happy birthday to those folks out there. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. Send you over to that and be back with the local and regional sports reports here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. please call 435-259-9988 or email office at triplejmolab.com. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers.
Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round, full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in La Salle, Utah.
Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting family to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today.
White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tourant role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teachers' assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear Giveaway. And check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
Hay Brothers Construction has what it takes to get your job done, big or small. Whether it's installing underground utilities, excavation, grading, or leveling, Hay Brothers will address your project quickly, reliably, and safely. Hay Brothers is licensed and insured. Call them today at 801-513-4407 or email contact@baybros.com. That's contact at bay, spelled B-E-H, bros.com. Hay Brothers Construction, proudly serving the entire Four Corners area.
October is Fire Safety Month. Find useful savings to get your home prepared right now at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez. Buy two, get one free on select fire extinguishers, smoke alarms, and carbon monoxide alarms. Get 25% off any item up to $50 with the coupon in this month's flyer. And of course, save big on Halloween decorations and accessories. That's just the beginning of the Red Hot Buys this month at Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. Utah State Volleyball Tournaments are underway this morning at Utah Valley University. In the 1A tournament, number 5 Monument Valley is taking on number 12 Tentic, and number 13 Green River is playing number 4 Wendover. Number 6 Monticello starts at 10:30 against number 11 Wayne. And in the 2A tourney, number 9 San Juan will battle number 8 Roland Hall at 4 p.m. Friday Night Lights is back tonight as the Utah State football tournaments get underway. The two-time defending champion San Juan Broncos will host Judge Memorial in a quarterfinal matchup starting at 5 o'clock. Join us right here on Red Rock 92 for the live broadcast starting at 4:30 with video on StreamUtah.live. The Monticello Buckaroos host the Monument Valley Cougars in an 8-man quarterfinal matchup starting at 6, and you can watch that one on Stream Utah. We'll join it in progress on Red Rock 92 following the San Juan game. And one other state tournament matchup, the White Horse Raiders travel to take on Water Canyon in the 8-man quarterfinals. On the Colorado gridiron, teams are closing out regular seasons tonight. Mancos is hosting Norwood in a showdown between local teams. Dove Creek will host Sargent. Dolores is at Sanford, and Montezuma Cortez is hosting Delta. On the volleyball court, Dove Creek is hosting Ridgeway, and Nucla is at Salida. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's 9:44 a.m. on this Friday morning, this Friday, October 27th. Bill Boyle and David Boyle in studio together bringing you local news. And Bill, it seems like it's been a while since we've broadcasted a football game, definitely since San Juan has. So yeah, it's time to go tonight.
Yeah, you know, I think that is who's going to be favored tonight with San Juan and next week with San Juan. Every team they could possibly play, they've already defeated by 40 points or more.
Yeah, the this week and next. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But so everyone knows who's the favorite's going to be, but they've been down for several weeks, and it'll be interesting to see if they have some rust and what Coach Christensen has done to ensure that they don't have rust. But that'll be a fun game. Monticello, Monument Valley, that's going to be an awesome game. Local teams playing for a chance to be in the semifinal of the 8-man tournament. And anyway, it's going to be a fun evening.
Yeah, it is. Yep, we're looking forward to it. Should be some good football tonight. So, yep, San Juan. San Juan tipping off or kicking off at 5 o'clock, Monticello and Monument Valley at 6. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. NBA action last night. The Phoenix Suns were in Los Angeles taking on the Lakers, and the Lakers getting the 102-95 win. Looking at action tonight, Denver is in Memphis tonight at 5 o'clock. Looks like they're also Sunday. They're in Oklahoma City at 1:30. Meanwhile, the Utah Jazz hosting the Clippers tonight at 7:30. Then the Jazz are in Phoenix taking on the Suns Saturday at 8 o'clock. So that's it for the NBA, local NBA teams. NFL is also underway. The Arizona Cardinals hosting the Baltimore Ravens Sunday at 2:30, and the Denver Broncos are hosting the Kansas City Chiefs Sunday at 2:30. So two regional football teams in action. And then, of course, game one tonight of the World Series.
Dun-dun. That's going to be awesome. Way to go, Diamondbacks.
Yeah, Arizona Diamondbacks. Game one is in Texas, taking on the Rangers. And that'll be tonight. Let's take a look. I think over the weekend they're playing those games 1, 2, 3. Yep, Friday, Saturday. No game Sunday. Game one tonight, game two Saturday, also at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, the first two games are in Texas, the next three in Arizona,
yep.
And the final two, if needed, back in Texas.
Yep. So, yeah, pretty awesome, and, yeah, opportunity there for the Diamondbacks to win the World Series. So we'll see how they get started this weekend. Oh, that'll do it for the regional sports report. Just a quick update on local sports, looking at the 1A state volleyball tournament. Monument Valley playing Tintic in this opening round. They're up 2-0 right now. So see if the Cougars can advance, and Monticello to follow. San Juan also playing this morning as well. So once again, that'll do it for the sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.